Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is August the 14th. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I'm the chair of the committee and planning division manager. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Koda, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Hector Trevino, Office Fire Marshal.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Solid Waste.
Brian Gumper, Building Official.
Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, item number one is conditional use permit 18-09. This is a request to allow the renovation of an existing three-story commercial building containing approximately 15,556 square feet for the establishment and operation of a place of public assembly. It would be for religious retreats on a parcel containing approximately 0.51 acres. The address is located at 814 North Arrowhead Avenue within the commercial office zone. And the determination that the project is exempt pursuant to section 15301. Currently, there is no recommendation for planning commission. This would be to just obtain the conditions of approval.
Okay, thank you. Is the applicant here?
The applicant is not here.
Okay. So, Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
The only conditions we have is an existing building. We just wanted to make sure that the applicant knew that he's proposing to do a new trash enclosure and ADA. So we're going to have him modify some of the ADA so it's closer to the entrances.
Okay.
So they would need to just modify some of the ADA?
Right. Okay. Like I said, existing building, existing pavement.
Yes.
The building may have some comments about building overlaps, but that's separate.
Okay.
And that's all.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you.
Robert?
I just gave the conditions over to Elizabeth. A couple things. Arrowhead is dedication. There's a couple of areas of sidewalk that need to be replaced. The driveways need to be replaced to be ADA. Again, everything's written down on the conditions itself. If there's any questions, let's try to take care of them as soon as possible. That way, if we need to talk with the city engineer to modify it before going to the next that would be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert, anything for water?
Standard requirements only for the planner.
Thank you. Hector, anything for fire?
No, we haven't got the application submitted yet, so we're still waiting for the application.
Okay. Thank you. Macy?
It is the existing site, but they need, obviously, the refuse enclosure. So the location is acceptable as long as parking stalls number 7 and 8, along with the planters, are deleted to allow for the truck turn radius. There's also a low cable wire coming onto the property in the drive aisle off of Arrowhead that needs to be raised so the truck doesn't snap it off.
Okay.
And they'll be constructing our 508 8x15. And I hand it my comments down.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything else?
I would just say that I would recommend a professional building analysis before they proceed, because if there isn't an elevator existing in this business, in this existing building, they're probably going to have to add one. Otherwise, they're only going to be allowed to use the first floor for assembly purposes. Also, the loading of the floor might be a problem in egress as well. So it's a lot different from a business use to an assembly use in terms of the number of people. So they may want to get a professional analysis. That would be my opinion.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else to add, Elizabeth, or any questions?
There is nothing else to add. I did confirmation from the applicant that they were not going to be here for today's meeting. So I did advise them that we would get the conditions of approval for certain departments, and if they still needed additional conditions of approval, then at that time we would get those conditions once they do the proper submittals. and that we will not move forward or planning commission recommendation until we get those conditions.
Okay. So no action today?
No action today.
Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you for that. So no action, so we're good on this. Travis, would you like to introduce item number two, or?
Item number two today is conditional use permit 1912. It's property located at 2205 West Highland Avenue, the southwest corner of Highland and Macy. The request is to develop a recreational vehicle repair facility. It's a single building, office and repair facilities, approximately 11,500 square feet. Site is just under 1.25 acres. This is all completely ground up development. We have reviewed this. We are looking at moving it forward as infill development, as a categorical exemption. Right now, the tentative schedule for it is to, the tentative recommendation is to move forward to the commission for the next meeting, September 10th, but that's pending just verification of a couple of the improvements.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. And are we looking to move this forward?
We are. I'm looking just to verify, because there's a couple details not shown on the site plan,
okay,
just to ensure that we're meeting some of the street dedications, the corner improvements, a couple things like that. So as soon as we can get those noted on the plan, we'd like to move forward.
So are we going to bring it back on the 28th?
No. I believe we can get all of the conditions today, and as
okay.
long as we can verify on the plan that those are able to be done,
okay,
then I think we'll be ready to proceed.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes, it's somewhat standard conditions. We did pass them forward. I don't know if the applicant is here.
No, they're not today. Just me.
Okay.
Just.
I don't show that we reviewed the preliminary WPMP for this. Is that possibly a mistake on our part?
I believe it was something I had discussed, but I can get that to verify.
Okay.
I believe we had a document, but it was a question of whether it was sufficient.
Okay.
I can get another copy of that to you to verify that.
Because we'd want to see, since the site plan doesn't actually show any facilities, we'd like to make sure that that's going to work. And this is a ground up.
That's correct.
Correct?
Yes. Okay. The site is currently being there.
Heather's map, the standard conditions parking lot. That's all.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
We get the scoping back in April, and the traffic impact analysis not required.
Thank you.
Robert, anything for Public Works for us, please?
We had the same conditions as we did on the preliminary application. The only thing that I did change on there is that the radius on the corner. We're leaving it up to our city engineer now on the conditions, so if by chance that happens to become more of an issue than it had been in the past, we now have the liability of our city engineer giving us the okay to reduce it rather than having to come back here and then back over to planning commission this way.
Okay, I see we have it as 35 still on here, but you're saying they may be able to reduce that?
If they can bring enough evidence to our city engineer, and he, with this allowing him to make the change rather than have to go back to planning commission with it, then yes, we can do that, but preferably as soon as possible.
Yeah.
On that.
Thank you.
But everything else is the same. But if they do have questions on any other thing else, let us know soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Robert, anything for water for us?
Yes. This is in Muscoy Mutual Water Company's water service area, but it's in the water department's sewer service area. There's no record of an existing sewer lateral, so when they apply for the sewer lateral, they'll need to also pay sewer capacity and connection fees prior to the issuance of a building permit. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
We have line in Highland, so they just need a lateral.
The sewer main is in Macy.
Oh, it's in, okay.
Yeah.
We do have it fronting the property.
So, yeah, there is
okay.
a sewer main fronting the property. They just need to obtain a sewer lateral.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So, standard requirements.
Thank you. Director, anything for us?
Standard conditions.
Thank you. Tracy?
The new location for the refuse enclosure is acceptable.
Perfect.
So, we'll be building our standard 508, 8 by 15.
committee.
Travis, you want anything to add?
No.
That's good.
That's it.
So we want to move action to move this to planning commission?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this to planning commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number 3 for us, please?
Yes, item number 3, it's a conditional use permit 19-14. This is a request to allow the renovation of an existing tenant space containing approximately 9,800 square feet for the establishment and operation of a charter school option for youth within an existing commercial center containing approximately 42,284 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 2.67 acres. The project site is located at 985 South East Street within the Commercial General 1 and Transit District overlay. The proposed project is exempt per Section 15301 Existing Facilities of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to move it to the Planning Commission for September 10th.
Okay.
I would like to add that currently Options of Youth is actually operating within that suite. They have been operating in there for a couple of years. This is just for them to go through their entitlement process.
Okay. Thank you. Gary, would you like to continue to start us off, please?
All right. Is the applicant here?
Yeah.
Our conditions are pretty minimal. Obviously, the school is operating. The only comments we had concerning ADA, you've got a sidewalk issue going out to East Street.
Yeah.
And that ramp is actually, the landing on top of that ramp is not.
Yeah, we know that one. We're going to work on that.
Right. And then the signage, pretty minimal, really, as far as our comments. But we'll pass those up for you to look at.
Yeah.
And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, do you have anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you.
Robert, any public words?
This is mostly just interior work. There's no addition to this.
Correct.
Okay. Ours would be very minimal also, which is basically ADA, whatever sidewalks or the driveway in that area, which seem to be in good condition, meet the current ADA requirements. You're good, but if they don't, then you'll have to replace those.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert, anything from water?
No changes are expected, so just standard requirements.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We conditioned the product as a new project altogether, so we have some standard conditions on here that may not apply to you, but if you have any questions, please give us a call.
Okay.
Gracie, anything for us?
And the site has an existing refuse enclosure, which is fine. Thank you.
Maya?
What was the previous use here? Before the school moved in?
Before they moved in a couple years back. I believe, hold up, sorry, I had the records, but before it was just an office space, and then when they moved in, they established as a resource center for options for youth. And it's the same organization. They've been operating probably in the site for about, I would say, 10 to 15 years within the suite. But now there's a requirement that they have to go through an entitlement process. So that's what's occurring right now.
And do you receive state or federal funding?
Yeah, it's just California's just changing some of the charter laws. So even though operations are staying the same, it all just has to be called one thing, and the occupancies have to kind of all be the occupancies. So everything's staying the same. I think we're on 1136 North Mount Vernon, so we'll just bring it up to the same building standards that our other centers are.
Understood. Okay, thank you. No further comment.
Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
Okay.
Anything else, Elizabeth?
There's nothing else.
And so we're looking to take this to the September meeting?
The September 10th meeting.
Okay, perfect. If I could entertain a motion for that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Item number four is conditional use permit 19-15. It's for the property located at 599 North East Street. It's a request to establish a banquet hall that contains approximately 3,200 square feet within an existing commercial office building that contains a total of approximately 16,800 square feet. Property is zoned within the commercial regional zone. The request is categorically exempt as an existing facility. Our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. Is the applicant here? Welcome. It's Gary, do you have any comments? I know it's an existing building, and so there's no improvements, just chairs and tables, I believe.
There's one wall, one partition.
And a partition wall inside.
The only comments we have basically are to do with accessible outside the building, ADA requirements, parking, path of travel, public right-of-way, and we gave you a copy of the conditions. If you have any questions, give us a call. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert? Similar to on-site with the ADA, we're going to do the same thing with the off-site ADA, making sure that you're meeting your ADA widths and percentages for both the driveways and the sidewalk going across the whole property itself. That's all.
Thank you. Robert?
No changes are expected with respect to services.
Okay.
So just standard requirements on this one.
Thank you. Hector?
We'll get a formal submittal of the application to easy off. Here's the information on the flyer how to do that. So that's for you.
Tracy?
The site has an existing refuse enclosure, but we don't know the size. So if it's not our standard 8x15 interior dimensions, I handed down the detail for you. It'll need to be modified to meet our standard. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and again, I'd recommend egress analysis for the proposal here before you draw up plans. Because we're talking about an increase of a large amount of people.
Thank you. Did you have any questions of the committee members? Thank you. Any other comments? Our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. We're looking at the meeting of September the 10th. If I could entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Chantal, were those as conditions for the bank?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, did you mind?
They went the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Comes back to me, you know. Kind of like the bill at the restaurant. There you go.
Chantal, would you kindly introduce item number five for us, please?
Yes, item number five is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial warehouse building located at the southeast corner of 5th Street and Lancashire, within the IL Industrial Light Zone, on a property containing approximately 3.32 acres. The proposed building will be approximately 70,150 square feet and would be categorically exempt from CEQA review under Section 15332 for infill development projects. So just a couple of things on this item. We're still waiting on fire department submittal and the scoping form, which the project applicant has, and we should have those items submitted by the end of the week. So I think we're still on track to move to the Planning Commission for September.
Okay. Do we anticipate that? What do we anticipate for a traffic study?
We don't anticipate a need for a TIA on this because of the project size.
Got my mood in a good mood, huh?
Yeah.
Should have bought a lottery ticket instead.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chantal. Gary, would you like to start us off with this?
Yeah. We have the conditions. Is the applicant here?
Yeah, the applicant is here.
It's pretty standard conditions for a brand new ground-up site. ADA parking. You've already got a preliminary WQMP. You expect a final WQMP prior to permit issuance. And obviously a SWIP is required through the state prior to grading permits. So any other questions? Be glad to answer them if there are.
I think just for the traffic, just the scoping. Once we look at the scoping, we can identify if we need a study or not.
For engineering, we were keeping the same conditions as we had on there. We did talk with one of the engineers about reducing the driver approach radius to 25 foot. The corner radius still remains at 35 foot. But if you have any questions on it, please let us know so we can verify this before it moves any further than needs to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from water?
Yes, this is in East Valley Water District's water service area, but it's in our department's sewer service area. There is no sewer main fronting the project, so a sewer main extension would be required if you wanted to be served by our department. But you should go to East Valley Water District and see if they have a sewer main there. If they do, then it would require LAFCO approval in order to connect. But you will be paying sewer connection fee, sewer capacity fees, since the waste stream will be reaching our wastewater treatment plant. Other than that, I just have standard requirements.
Thank you, Robert. Anything for us?
I should tell us that earlier. We're still waiting for the application to be submitted.
Okay. Thank you. Lacey?
The proposed locations for the refuse enclosures are acceptable. And so I handed down our standard plan 508, 8x15, detail for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lacey.
Nothing for me, Liz Allen.
Do you have any questions of the group?
No, that sounds good. As long as I get all the comments, then we'll go back and take a look at them.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a couple of items pending, the traffic scoping form?
Yeah, and fire department's note.
And
we should be ready to move to planning commission. We don't necessarily need to set the date just yet.
Okay.
I am anticipating September, but we can just say move to planning commission once we get those items.
Do you have an estimated time on when those would be submitted? Are you looking at this week?
By the end of the weekend.
Okay, perfect. All right. With that, I will entertain a motion to move this to the Planning Commission, please, subject to those two items being handled and cleared.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Chantal, would you kindly introduce? Take a little break here while Gary catches up.
This is just going to be the release of the ISMND for the State Street Extension project in the Public Works CIP. It's approximately, about 700 or 7 acre site. One mile segment north of State Street between West 16th Street and West Baseline. So there's five different phases or five different segments that will be handled as part of the extension. The intention is to eventually connect all the way down to 5th Street, but for now we're just doing this segment. So this is just the release of the ISMND as stated. We'll be releasing that for public review next week.
Okay.
So no comments really needed at this time.
And then once it'll come back before we go to the Planning Commission, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, after the public review period is done, we'll take it back for...
When are we looking to release the document?
Next week sometime.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. So unless anyone has any comments on that, just like to entertain a motion to release this document for public review.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, so I know we have a mix-up here. If we could chat at the end here, once we're done. With that, entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting to August the 28th at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.